Audio by Nightfawn. Please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy. It's me. Can I come in? Yeah, you're probably surprised to see me, but is it cool if we sit on the couch so I can explain? Thanks. It's freezing out here and my feet are killing me. I didn't exactly have the money for an Uber, so I ended up walking all the way out here in heels. Which, I have to say, is not how I thought I'd be spending my evening. But it was for a worthy cause, so I didn't see you at prom. And I think I have a good guess as to why. You probably already know what I'm talking about, or rather, who. See, I realized about an hour into prom that I still hadn't seen you. I just assumed you would come in without me noticing, and that you were around somewhere in the building, so I went around asking people if they'd seen you, and this big douchebag overheard. I can see from the look on your face that you probably knew who it was. Yeah, that jackass. He kind of laughed and went on about how he'd told you a bunch of nasty things, telling you that no one wanted to come to prom with you or wanted to be with you. Bullshit like that. And I think he honestly believed like he was some kind of god for it. Like he'd done us a service by telling you not to bother to show your face. Anyway, I didn't come here to rub salt on your wounds, honest. I come in peace. I just thought you might want to hear what happened next. For a while, everything was quiet. The DJ had even stopped playing just so everyone could hear his tirade. And then everyone flipped. Like I'm talking epic movie montage of people shitting on him, ripping into him hard like we'd all just had a come-to-Jesus moment about how much of an asshole he is. His date kicked him in the balls and poured her drink on him. It was beautiful. And honestly, if she hadn't done it, I would have. And his face? Mwah, work of art. I wish you'd seen it in person. Well, I left not long after his date kicked him in the balls. I'd pretty much just been getting updates on the whole thing through text while I made my way here. I figured you, of all people, need to hear the most what was going on. Well, I didn't really have your number, so I couldn't exactly text you about it. And in any case, I really wanted to see your reaction in person. Well, actually, I just wanted to see you. Walking out on a date would require me having had one in the first place. No, I did not have a date. I guess because the right person didn't ask me. Yeah, you're right. I realized that too. That I should have just asked them myself, but I got too scared and chickened out last minute. I thought I would be able to meet up with them there, but that didn't exactly go as planned. This isn't ringing any bells for you, is it? God, you were so oblivious. Anyway, while I'm here, we might as well just hang out. I'm not exactly excited at the prospect of having to head back out there in a dress and heels. Yeah, I do deserve an award for walking as far as I did in this outfit. It was freezing out there and so dark and scary. In fact, I think you should compensate me for doing you this favor. What did I have in mind? Well, my poor bare legs were exposed to the elements, and I think they need some heating up. You could lay your head on my thighs? To warm me up, of course, not 'cause, you know, just lay your head on them, okay? Okay. So, I know we haven't known each other for very long, but I feel like I've learned so much about you and all the time we've spent together recently. What I mean is that I've realized just how sweet and funny you are. And nice. Not nice like, oh, he's a nice enough guy, or she's probably okay. I'm talking, like, nice to a fault. You'd probably give someone the shirt off your back if they asked it of you. I've seen how you are. How you lift people up and always make sure they're happy. In fact, you prioritize other people's happiness over yours. You're always too busy helping other people with their problems. You forget about your own. I thought you'd been off recently, and tonight I finally realized why. Honestly, I'm pretty upset with myself for not noticing sooner. It all clicked into place when I heard that fuckboy spewing his poison. How you'd go quiet when he was around, or seem to avoid places you knew he'd frequent. Every time he messed with you, you just brushed it off like a joke, so no one really understood how serious it was. Fuck, he even talked about the cyberbullying. Talked about it like we would all applaud him for what he'd been doing to you. God, I'm getting riled just talking about it. And you! You need to know that it's okay to ask for help. I understand that the whole reaching out thing isn't really something you're comfortable with, but even if it's not a teacher, there's always someone you can reach out to. Someone who cares for you and wants what's best for you. Who wants to be there for you when you need it because, well, because you were here for her when she had it rough. Anyway, tonight, I want to be that person for you. Let me help you. Let me make you feel better. Tonight, I want to stay by your side until you decide you've had enough of me. You don't have to hold back. You can get mad or cry or anything you want. As long as you'll let me stay by your side and comfort you. I could even just help you try to forget about all of it and just watch some movies together. You know? Like Netflix and chill. I know. I'm a comical genius. There's that smile. The one that always somehow warms me from the inside out. Oh, don't cover your face. I think it's adorable when you blush. Here. Let me just run my hands through your hair. Your hair is so soft. I can tell you take really good care of it, don't you? No, I like your hair. How cute you are. You are too adorable. Oh, don't cover your face. I already told you I like seeing you blush. Don't make me pry your hands off your face. You know I will. Well, then you leave me no choice but to get on top of you so I can move your arms. Hey! I am too stronger than you. Just watch. I'll have your hands off your face in a jiffy. What? Young people say jiffy. Jiffy. Jiffy, jiffy, jiffy. Now move your arms! Do I have to tickle attack you? Since your hands are on your face, that leaves the rest of you pretty vulnerable for attack. Fine. You leave me no choice. Yes! I got you! I got you! Nyah, 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 nyah. I got you! Your arms are pinned. I got you. I got, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have. At least, not without your permission. I like you. I like you a lot. And I really like kissing you. And if it were up to me, I wouldn't be talking right now, and I'd be kissing you a lot more, because I really like you, and I really, really like kissing you, and, yeah. Please say something. You want another kiss? Of course, Hey, that's not fair. How come I'm the one blushing now? Oh, shut up and snuggle me already. This is super comfy. I feel nothing, but everything at the same time. I feel so light and airy, like there's a weight off my shoulders now that I've told you how I feel. And honestly, I feel so excited. And like I'm about to burst any second with happiness. Is this what being in love feels like? No, I definitely don't regret missing prom for this. For you. I'd do anything for you. You know that, right? And I know you'd do the same for me. How are you feeling about all of this? It's It's not too much too fast, is it? Because I can go slow. I can give you time and space and... I guess that means you're happy too. God. I feel so drained now. There's been a lot of excitement tonight. Is it okay if I stay the night? I don't really want to move at all right now. I kind of just want to fall asleep in your arms. Perfect. Good night, sweetie.